Hello and welcome back for another episode of Pivot by Faith. I am so glad you've joined me again for this podcast. I have been in prayer about this podcast. It has been on my heart for the last couple of weeks and I have not made the time to record it. And today I said, this is the day. I'm just going to speak from my heart and share what has been given to me with you in hopes that it will help somebody. If you missed my last podcast, it was called Three Tips for Finding and Keeping Your Peace. I'm telling you, I had friends and family members texting me and calling me to tell me how this resonated with them. Apparently, we all go through this issue of finding and keeping our peace. And today's episode is still focusing on peace, but I'm taking it in another direction. Once we find it and we keep it, we've got to protect it. So today I'm talking about protecting your peace, what we can learn from pearls and pigs. I know what you're thinking. Denise, what are you talking about? Well, I'm glad you asked. I want to take just a few minutes with this podcast episode to read to you some scripture before moving forward in this podcast episode, because the whole topic of this podcast is coming from, it was inspired by this scripture. I want to read to you from Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 8. And I'm reading from the New International Version. And it reads like this. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First, take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. I have read Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 8. I want to talk to you about what we can learn from pearls and pigs. And as you heard, the Bible verse, Matthew chapter 7, verse 6 says, do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Think about that for a minute. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. This is what we need to talk about in this episode. As I mentioned in the last episode, we focused on finding and keeping your peace. It is a wonderful thing to be able to find your peace. It is another wonderful thing to keep your peace, particularly when you have people testing you, trying to make you release your peace. Because once you have experienced that peace that surpasses all understanding, you will be hard-pressed to allow someone to take it from you. I know I have been in situations where I did not have peace. And I'm telling you, when you don't have peace, you can't do the basic things in life like sleep and enjoy every moment, being in the moment with people. And when I say being in the moment with people, I mean when you have a meeting or you're on the phone with someone or you're talking with someone, you're not thinking about the 50 million other things that you have to do or could be doing or would rather be doing. But instead, you're focused 110% on that person in that moment. And you're thinking to yourself, God, what are you revealing to me in this moment with my conversation with this person? Being in the moment with people. When you're at peace, you are at peace. It's just that. You're not rushed. You're not stressed. You're at peace. Even though things may be happening around you that may cause you anxiety or stress, you're in a place in your faith. You're at a place in your life where you know that God's got you. No matter what you're going through, God's got you. You know, there are times when we feel like we may be throwing our pearls to pigs. And before I go further with that pearls to pigs story that I want to share, I want to talk about the basics. Let's talk about pearls and pigs. The title of this episode is Protecting Your Peace, What We Can Learn from Pearls and Pigs. First, before we go any further, let's talk about pearls. Now, we all have heard of and seen pearls, and we know that pearls are highly valuable. They're beautiful. They are created through nature, primarily through oysters, and we know that they are highly valuable. Pearls are famous for their exquisite beauty. And when we think of pearls, we think of things that are of high value. And I know when I thought about pearls, when I was thinking about pearls and the significance and the meanings of pearls, I immediately thought of the gifts of the Spirit that are spoken of in the Bible. In 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, there's a lot of description given about spiritual gifts. And I want to share this verse with you, these verses with you as well. In 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verses 4 through 11. Here is what these verses say. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in every one, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as He determines. What am I saying? When I think of pearls, I think of things of high value, and I think about the spiritual gifts that are discussed in the Bible. These are not things that we can go out and acquire on our own, but rather they are given to us through God, from God. So our pearls are something that we should not take lightly. We should value them and we should protect them. So when we're thinking about that and we think about the Bible verse about the pearls and the pigs, let's talk for just a second about pigs. Now, I'm sure that we all have seen pigs, whether in real life or on TV or in movies or what have you. But we have seen pigs and the way they interact with one another. I did a little research on pigs before this podcast and learned that they eat both plants and small animals. If they're in the wild, they will eat leaves, grass, fruits, flowers, and they call it foraging, that they forage for leaves and grass and other things. And I have often heard that pigs are used to hunt truffles because of their excellent sense of smell. Now, I'm going to come back to that in just a moment, but let's think about that with pigs, how they forage for a lot of things. They eat both plants and small animals. They're naturally omnivorous, so they eat both plants and small animals. So let's think about pigs and pearls. They sound like two different items on different ends of the spectrum. But let's talk about this for just a second. Now, I'm going to make a statement that I hope you already know. You have gifts. We all have gifts. Some people think that they don't have a gift, or gifts, plural. And God created us and placed within us gifts. Now, you might be saying, Well, I don't have any gifts. I don't see where I have gifts. Well, that's when you know that you need to go into prayer, just you and God, and ask God to reveal those gifts to you. God will hear your prayers. He hears all of our prayers. So find out what your gifts are. And maybe you already know what your gifts are, but you may not know how to use them to God's glory. Again, go in prayer. Ask God how to use those gifts to glorify Him. Because that's what our gifts are for. We want to glorify our God in heaven. So all this talk about pearls and pigs and gifts and all of that, what am I trying to say? I just have three takeaways from the lessons that I personally have learned from pearls and pigs. Now, we've already talked about what pearls are, how valuable they are, and we've talked about how what pigs forage, what pigs do. And, you know, pigs, like any other animal, pigs have to eat. And we know that one of the things that pigs do is something called foraging, searching widely. Now, pigs know how to do this because they're looking for food. They are foraging for those things. And I'm emphasizing this word foraging because, like the pigs, people who do not like you, they forage in different ways. They can detect your gifts before you do. Now, am I calling people pigs? Of course not. That's not what I'm doing. I'm using an analogy because sometimes we see the behavior of people that in nature. We see that a lot. So people who do not like you can detect or smell your gifts. Just like I talked about how the pigs are used in many areas by many people to forage for truffles, which are very valuable because of the pig's excellent sense of smell. People who do not like you can detect your gifts probably before you even know of your own gifts. They have their own plan in mind of how they can use your gifts to elevate them. So you have to be aware of this because they want to use you to elevate themselves, and then they're not going to have anything else to do with you. Now, don't get mad at that. That is how some people are. Your job is to protect yourself from that happening to you. Now, a second lesson that we learn from pearls and pigs. Pearls have value for those who see the value in them. So if people do not see the value in your gifts, they will not value you or your gifts. Now, how will you know this? Because they're going to make remarks about your gifts, and you're going to wonder why they're being so negative. They're always being negative about something. Perhaps you have achieved something. Maybe it was something good has happened to you recently, and they had something negative to say about what has happened to you. And you wonder, well, what's going on? Everyone does not value your gifts. So you have to govern yourself accordingly around people who do not value your gifts, because more than likely, they probably do not recognize the gifts within themselves, and they don't know how to operate around you in your gifts. They see your gifts before they see their own. So we, of course, need to keep people uplifted in prayer. But you also cannot jeopardize losing your peace by allowing people to take away from you. That will leave you helpless to glorify God if you don't have the peace that you need to do what God has called you to do. So you have to protect your peace from people who are trying to use you. Now, sometimes it's hard to detect that. You may discover it a little later. You may not realize that's what people are doing, but there will be some subtle hints as to what people's motives are. Let me share an example. I recall that a lot of people who never spoke to me before suddenly had a lot to say to me because of what they felt I could do to help them. Now, this wasn't a large group of people, but it was evident that those who didn't speak with you previously when you were in other positions, and then when you get into a position where they feel like you can do something for them, then they have a lot to talk to you about. Now, you don't want to be angry with people who do that because it doesn't help you to be angry with others. That actually will hold you back. But you have to protect your peace and govern yourself so that you are not used by others, because they will try to use you to get to where they want to be. Think of this analogy. You know, many people enjoy eating seafood. You know, there are some more costly dishes in seafood, like lobster and different things. A lot of people also like to eat steak. The finest cuts of steak are very much more expensive than others. So would you take those kinds of meals and feed them to the pigs? So you have to ask yourself, the people that you're serving, are you where you need to be? Are you doing what you should be doing? The Bible verse again, Matthew 7, verse 6 says, "Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces." How many times have you felt like you've thrown your pearls to pigs? How many times have you had a great idea, or maybe you spent a good amount of money to invest in something and you just didn't get the return? Or perhaps you felt like your efforts or your gifts or whatever you've done has been trampled and that people just did not regard it. That's when you know you have to make sure you protect your pearls, protect your peace, protect your peace at all costs. Pigs do not value lobster and steak and all of that. They're going to devour that the same way they devour the feed that they would normally be given. So you have to discern on how and when and where to utilize your gifts. There are those that will benefit from your gifts. You have to make the extra effort to find out, to be in constant alignment with God and ask, God, where do you need me? Where do you need me to take these gifts that you have given me to serve others? Sometimes that may mean finding your audience. Sometimes you have to find your audience to protect your peace. I want to share with you all a word that I learned to use over the last, say, 6 or 7 years it's been now since I learned this word. I've heard this word before and had not used it extensively because I was so caught up with people pleasing that I had not used this word as much as I have used it in the last 6 or 7 years. Here's the word: no. That's right. No. You don't even have to give an explanation. When people are constantly pulling from you without regard to your well-being, your mental health, and all of that, you have to learn to say no. You don't have to be rude about it, but you can say no. You don't have to provide an explanation. No, thank you. No, I'm not available. No, I can't make it. It's okay. They'll be fine. If they're not, they're not for you anyway. So you have to get into the mindset of making priorities and protecting your peace. Anything that disrupts your peace is not worth it. You have to govern yourself in all situations in your life. Now, there are situations where we are needed, and we may have to make a sacrifice to be present in certain situations. That's when we go to God and we pray that God works that out for us, because God has a way of working things out for our good, even when we can't imagine a way out of that particular situation. So always remember that if we pray about everything, no matter how small we may think it is, God is going to handle it. But that's where our faith comes in. Because your faith can move mountains. Your faith can allow you the patience with people that you thought you didn't have patience for. Your faith will give you the courage to step out of your comfort zone and find your audience that will benefit you and allow you to glorify God. Your faith will get you through situations that you couldn't even imagine yourself in. Your faith is what will sustain you when everyone else has left. Your faith is what will bring you through, because your faith is not of you. Your faith is of God. And the way that you exercise your faith is to stay in constant alignment with God. You can't place your faith on people or things or money or material objects. All of that will pass away. If we put our trust in God, we cannot be deterred. So we can't rely on what people think or what people say. Because when you follow God, believe me, people are going to talk about you. That's a given. That's part of the package. The question is, how much are you going to rely on what people say about you? How much are you going to depend on what people think of you? Because when you can answer those questions honestly, that will let you know what you have to do. Because if you're more concerned with what people think about you and fitting in and being part of the crowd, then I'm sorry to tell you that you're not going to be able to maintain that peace that surpasses all understanding. Because that perfect peace can only come from God. It doesn't come from your friends and the crowd. It comes with that relationship with God through Jesus Christ. It doesn't take a lot of fanfare or a long, illustrious prayer. It just takes you and God. No one else has to be present, just you and Him. Do it today. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I hope that what I've shared with you can benefit you in some way to encourage you to keep going no matter what you're going through. Because we all have been through challenges. We all have been through trials. And until we understand and accept the fact that God is the only one who can change our situations by changing our minds, we're not going to be able to move forward until we get there. Thank you so much. Keep reading the Word. Keep praying. And thank you for listening to this podcast. And until next time, take care. Thanks for listening to the Pivot by Faith podcast. I hope that you heard something today that not only inspires you to action, but will strengthen you on your journey to developing a closer relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Be sure to subscribe to the Pivot by Faith podcast to make sure you don't miss any episodes. I hope you have a beautifully blessed day.
Thanks for listening.